Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. In the past, it was always a joke. The great Rush Limbaugh said it, as many others did. Joe Biden has never been right about foreign policy at any time in his life. He has always been on the wrong side of any foreign policy decision. It's not funny anymore. If you haven't heard, we have lost Afghanistan, and it has fallen to the same evil that we set out to fight 20 years ago. Even worse, social media is covered with pictures of American weaponry, trucks, bases, tactical gear that has been seized by Taliban forces. With many drawing parallels to Vietnam and Saigon, people trying to escape what's coming, there are several videos of a plane in Kabul airport that can only take 300 people, but over 1,000 desperate people trying to board. People that believed that working with the United States would lead to an era of peace in their country, it's heartbreaking to watch. The Taliban took over territory insanely fast. The Afghan army folded again and again. Rumors are running rampant, but it looks like maybe China got involved, enhancing the Taliban so they could quickly take over the country. It's almost as if Biden wants the Taliban to take over, as there appear to have been no effort to destroy the vast munitions and vehicles that we left behind. Speaking of left behind, as the rampaging Taliban took over the land, Americans were at one point being advised to, and I'm not kidding, shelter in place. The chaos goes on, and it's important to get a total picture of what's going on. When it comes to mainstream news, we are all slowly starting to realize that there's really no difference between your favorite reality TV shows and the mainstream media. Survivor, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, Rachel Maddow, Brian Williams, they're all the same garbage. As a result, we have to rely on eyewitness accounts and whatever we can see on social media. Of course, there are several problems with that too. Mr. Biden and his team are 100% responsible for the disaster. President Trump had a conditions-based departure plan in place that ensured the security of all the stakeholders. And just like America's border wall and the Keystone Pipeline, Mr. Biden cast aside the brilliant plans and decided to handle everything himself. We will likely see gas prices climb to $5 a gallon locally this year because we are buying oil again from OPEC instead of having the Keystone deal. Mr. Biden obviously doesn't care about fighting COVID because he is allowing an open border with Mexico, and we have no idea who is coming in or where they are going. Even though the feds so obviously don't care about COVID, many of the states do, as California might go into lockdown again later this year. The mess we all have to live through is getting worse and worse, and I'm running out of time to talk about the inflation and supply shortages that will define next year, 2022. I miss the mean Twitter tweets, the world peace, and the cheap gas.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.